I've compared it to like if two kids that were already like a kid that gets mad about he likes this video game more than that video game. I like Call of Duty more than Halo. So if I go to the Halo lobby all day long and tell them that they all suck for playing Halo, everybody's going to look at me like I'm a weirdo. But if I say that Halo's a racist game and only racists play it, well, at least I've got a mental justification for my goofball mentality and all my weird actions, and maybe I could convince one of my goofball friends to join me. And that's what we have here. These guys, really, there's no. I've said it 100,000 times. Big rocks, like there's no reason for us to have this kind of argument over how they moved big rocks. There is no reason for it to get this heated. But it becomes personal. And when they make that. When you read the SAA letter to Netflix, where they were trying
The
to
open
get
letter that
the
they
open
published
letter,
in November 2022 after the release of season one of Age of
correct,
Apocalypse.
trying to get it turned into a science fiction instead of
well,
a
again, this is an example of cowardice.
Yes,
because what they really wanted
it's a
was to get me
sensitive thing.
Cancelled.
Like,
They wanted it cancelled completely, but they knew that wouldn't play well for them. So they said, "Please, Netflix, relabel it as science fiction." You know, this is a cowardly way to seek to cancel somebody. And it's the cowardice that I detest more than anything else. I don't mind upfront, straightforward criticism, and I welcome it. And I can learn from upfront, straightforward criticism. But what I can't learn from is people smearing me as a white supremacist and a racist. That I cannot learn from.